The magnetic resonance imager, MRI, has been instrumental in helping neurology figure out whether somebody has prior white spots or all abnormalities in the central nervous system. Are there problems with MRIs? Are there dangers of MRIs?
MRI has been a very safe procedure for most patients. There are some barriers to getting an MRI. For example, patients who have metallic implants cannot go in an MRI machine. And CAT scans, which are the other alternative we have to MRI, are just not as good at detecting these white matter spots. In addition to that, MRI as an experience is very claustrophobic, and so it's very common for patients, even those who've never known themselves to be claustrophobic, to truly struggle in the machine. The test can take up to an hour, it makes loud noises, and can make people feel dizzy and just very uncomfortable. So sometimes we need to use sedation to help patients relax for the procedure. It's absolutely crucial during an MRI of the brain in particular and the spinal cord that patients lie absolutely still. And so you can imagine that lying absolutely still for an hour when you're terrified and feeling uncomfortable is not easy.
Yeah, so sedation or an anxiety drug is really very, very useful. And perhaps listening to some music that you really enjoy is helpful as well. It's a difficult experience for some, and others sleep right through it and have no problems at all.